This is Talk 7 of Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. Over the next two talks, I'd like to speak about personal growth and the process of maturation. Today we're going to talk about the strange duality between the limitations we seem to live within and the message that just over the threshold of our awareness, there is enormous untapped potential. Indeed, each human being is a vast storehouse of potential. As individuals, we often feel limited and identify with our sense of limitation. It is also quite evident that nature seems to have designed us this way. If someone were to run around saying they are an omnipotent, unlimited being, we'd assume they'd finally lost it. Yet, this is exactly what the great spiritual traditions tell us. That our true nature is, as I mentioned in the previous talk, Satchitanand, truth itself, consciousness itself, bliss itself, unlimited, a radiant drop of the ocean of consciousness, a wellspring of potential. All this is derived from the insight that consciousness is the animating life principle itself. The true gift conferred on us by nature, and for which our human brain is like a satellite dish, capable of receiving the entire bandwidth of illuminated self-awareness. Consciousness can be observed in a gradually unfolding hierarchy through all the kingdoms of nature, showing diverse expressions amidst a profusion of forms. We see reactivity in a plant, instinct in an insect, choice, emotion, playfulness, caring in many animals. Yet whatever their experience of consciousness may be, its expression is inherently limited by their form and function in the pattern of life on Earth. Human beings, on the other hand, are far less limited by form and need not worry about function, as we are at the top of the ladder. In principle, we only imagine or create the limitations that we live within. Yet strangely enough, the fact remains that there are many forces that seem to keep us bound to limitation, both within our mind and in relation to the outer world. And we subscribe to the sense of limitation in a variety of ways. Yet if we were to stand apart from our own story of limitation for a moment and look at humanity as a whole, the breadth of human genius and ingenuity, of physical, mental, creative, artistic, athletic, scientific, and engineering capabilities is indeed truly wondrous. We have to admit that human beings as a whole embody a treasure house of creative potential. When my daughter had her 6th birthday, she had a meditation vision in which the spiritual guide gave her a present. The present was a box, and he bid her look into the box. And what was in that box was simply her life within the four square walls of human existence. And though there were many spiritual visions to come, she understood at a young age and still understands that we are here and must be fully here with energy and passion to grow even within the limitations that life imposes. Something within us, veiled by identities and circumstances, is calling us to know ourselves, to find a firmer, freer, truer inner position from which to regard our existence while in the act of living it. The same voice draws us to expand our understanding, grow in awareness, push against apparent limitation. The ancient sages have always asserted that the stronger, clearer position we seek is characterized by greater detachment, a perspective on our lives and the stories we tell ourselves that has powerful objectivity and compassion. This is one of the reasons that most traditions and schools of thought encourage learning how to invert our attention within, withdraw from the constant barrage of sense information, and forge a relationship with silence. This is an enormous aid to developing the awareness and spiritual experiences that can confer a greater sense of objectivity and cut through our story. A further advantage of meditation is that we begin to understand the nature of the mind as an endless generator of illusions. At any given moment, people are lost in a fragment of themselves and fail to notice the repetitive nature of their hurting choices, disguised by apparently unique circumstances. A more detached and objective view of life can help us to see the patterns that play and replay and can be traced back to childhood. We can change the world and our experience of the world as easily as changing our point of view. From one position, we find ourselves bogged down in the affairs of our family or relatives and friends, our work. We are swept along with desires and deceits, schemes and enmities, notions, concepts, fears and worries. Much energy is expended in anxiety over other people's business or ruing over the past. From another position, we carry all of these things lightly and in some cases release them altogether. There is less stress, less tensing up and furrowing of the brow over matters that are best seen with a little love, respect and common sense. I hope you agree that at Heart of Hearts, each person wants to be the best that they can be and also help others. My favorite movie, a film that always stirs me very deeply, is the movie Groundhog Day. The main character, played by Bill Murray, is an egoistic, self-centered, cranky news anchorman who feels as if he is functioning well below his natural station in life. In the story, he is covering the annual Groundhog Day festivities in the small town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. He and his crew are forced to stay in the town overnight due to bad weather. He wakes up at 6 a.m. sharp to find that it is still Groundhog Day, a pattern that continues day after day. His reactions are tremendously diverse, from destructive to self-destructive to manipulative, as day after day goes by. He discovers that even killing himself over and over again changes nothing. Eventually, he begins to develop creatively, learning different arts. It seems as if years of days go by. He learns the intimate life details of each person around him. Gradually, ever so gradually, his egoism gives way to a more caring, selfless attitude. Finally, the one day that he lives in a perfect spirit of joy, service, caring, generosity and creativity turns out to be his last. The next day is a new one, and he wakes with the woman of his dreams beside him as she was the night before. He proposes that they live in the town. This is a fantastic metaphor for an important facet of what life offers us, the possibility of becoming a true human being. Now let's meditate. This is meditation 2 for grounding and Jyoti meditation. In our meditation today, we'll be taking up the use of a mantra, which can be any word or phrase or name of God that is meaningful to you. In talks 3 through 5, we'll be discussing mantras, and you can download the list of mantras if you'd like to choose one to use. Today we'll begin again by ensuring that you are sitting in an upright position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit comfortably without moving for some time. Close your eyes, releasing all tension on the eyes and the forehead, and resolve to be fully present, letting go of all of the concerns of your daily life. This is a time for you, a time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. We're going to do some deep abdominal breathing for relaxation and become more fully present in the body. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, using your belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs to the top. Pausing, and then compressing the belly, and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which will automatically draw the air upward from below. Allow the air to fully release, and then pause. Then again, expanding the belly, and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs, then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out slowly. Your chest also gradually draws in as the residual air in the lungs also flows out. When you are empty of breath, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly and gradually opening and filling your lungs, pausing for a few seconds, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again. While gently pushing the air out from the back of your throat. The soothing, calming, deep breath will energize your entire system and allow you to feel the comfort and integration of your whole body. Allow yourself to feel your wholeness, relaxed and present. Now that you are quite relaxed and free of tension in any part of the body, we're going to allow our attention to come away from the body below and rest at its natural center behind the eyes. Allow the breathing to go on naturally and automatically, without any attention or awareness. Relax your eyes fully, as if going to sleep. And with eyes closed, but straight, fix your inner gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You are gazing not at a fixed point, but a small area about 8 to 10 inches in front of you. Slowly repeat any word or phrase that is meaningful to you as a way to help maintain your concentration. Attempt to fix your attention so much so that you are continuing to look steadily straight ahead into the darkness, but with absolutely no tension on the eyes or forehead, while slowly repeating your mantra, maybe at intervals, so that your gaze is not disturbed. It is an effortless effort. There is no strain and no exertion whatsoever. It is purely a gesture of the attention, an effortless effort. If you are able to do this for some time, you may find that you experience flashes of light. You may see lights of different colors. And if you are able to maintain your concentration, losing yourself in your gaze, you may see blue sky. You may see clouds in the sky. You might see stars, moon, or even the brightness of the sun. Whatever you see, whether darkness or light, continue looking into the middle of it. If thoughts come up, just continue to come back to your gaze and your mantra. So continue to look intently, minutely, penetratingly, to see what is there in the field of darkness lying in front of you. Yet there is no clutching for one thing or another, just rapt attention. Again, it is an effortless effort. We will now continue this silently for 10 minutes, maintaining our attention, looking into the middle of whatever appears in front of you, whether it be darkness or light, and continuing to repeat the mantra you have selected. In about 10 minutes, I will invite you to leave off your meditation. Thank you. can now leave off meditation. Breathe and again become present in the body. This Jyoti meditation on light, or third eye meditation, can be practiced daily to have inner experiences of spiritual light. It will strengthen your concentration, your physical balance, and inner peace, and give you greater direct apprehension of the spiritual nature of life. As you become comfortable with the process, I would encourage you to increase your time to 20 minutes, half an hour or more. 45 minutes to an hour is really ideal. Sometimes you will have to sit through the mind's noise, but sometimes it takes half an hour or more to really get deep enough for long enough to experience the greater benefits that go with prolonged meditation. If there are questions regarding what you have experienced, please don't hesitate to write. Now have a wonderful rest of your day.